I remember everything. At first, I thought I was just being lowered too quickly. I didn't know that there was slack in the line. I didn't really realize I was free falling. And there's windows there. And I see the first window go by. And I'm thinking, slow down. I'm telling them to slow me down. And because I'm going too fast. And then the next window goes by. And I realize I'm probably free falling. And then the third window goes by, or at the third window, I realize I'm not going to stop. And if I do stop, I'm probably still going to hit the ground. And at that point, the last window goes by, and I hit the ground. Pat actually lands on top of me and drags Pat. His litter slides out, you know, hits the ground. It crunches up, and then he actually lands on top of me. He hits me in the head, breaking my helmet, and ends up on my arm. And then at that time, I could hear everybody running down the stairs, frantically running down the stairs, and I'm laying on the ground. I lost consciousness for a second or two, and then I started talking to Pat, see if he was okay. I couldn't see him. And I was afraid that I could have broken my neck because my helmet had broken. So I'm not moving around much, but I'm talking to Pat. And then everybody gets down there, and someone says, "Oh, my God, look at Carl." And I didn't know Carl was there. Carl was behind me. I couldn't see him. And last time I saw Carl was when we were up on the roof together. Stuff. I never saw him after that.
I'm guessing here, but what I imagine might happen is that as you're passing one of those upper windows, that heat came over the parapet, and he was above you at some point,
yep.
But you didn't see it because you weren't looking up.
I didn't, you know, I wasn't looking up. I was focusing on the ground and trying, you know, what can I do to stop? And there's nothing I could do.
At what point did you realize what had happened?
I hit the ground, and I realized that, all I could feel was I was on fire from my belly button down. And I remember looking at my legs. It was obvious that my legs were broken. And my ankles were probably broken. And all in all, I ended up, me personally, I shattered both ankles, broke both femurs, broke my back three places, and broke my wrist. Pat, the patient, he shattered both of his ankles. And at that point, once everybody got down there, you know, people started administering first aid, and people went over to Carl, and Carl was still alive. Shortly thereafter, police officers, firefighters, ambulances, they all start showing up, and they pick up Carl, take him to the hospital. Of course, Pat was already in this litter. The next ambulance just picked him up. You know, they didn't even untie him. They just picked him up, took him to the hospital, and then I was the third and last person to go to the hospital.
How well did you know Officer Reiches?
You know, I worked with him. He was a police officer. I was a firefighter. We weren't friends, but we knew who each other was. There were calls that we would both be on and what have you. And of course, you're on a call, you know, there's not a whole lot of chatting going on and stuff. But what I knew of him, he was a great guy. And what he did that day proved it.